Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
You guys are the best.
7 to 10 a.m.
You dangerous.
Hot Radio Maine.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Maine's Hit Music Show.
We have A Boogie Tickets and Ali Choppa also on that show at the TD Garden, and it is going down on the 20th of June. If you would like to get our first pair of tickets for this show, 207-807-1104 is the phone number, and all you got to do is text in the highlight of your weekend, 207-807-1104, highlight of your weekend. You can call with it as well. We'll put you in the running. We're going to pick somebody at random and hook them up with tickets to the show. Highlight of the weekend for you, Tara, was...
Well, I already kind of talked about it, but I had a lovely Mother's Day afternoon lunch with the fam. We went to Joseph's by the Sea in Oob, which is a family favorite. We've been going there for years, so took a little break, and now we're back, because you know they did have a fire. Remember that?
I do remember the fire. You've gone like twice, though, since the fire. You went for Easter and for Mother's Day. You love that spot.
Yeah, we do. We do love that spot. So that was really nice, and yeah, that was... About all I can remember, I had a really wacky weekend. On Saturday, I woke up at 6 a.m. like in a sweat, in a panic. And I was like, oh my God, my alarm didn't go off. And I sat up and I started like going on my phone like, that's so weird, my alarm didn't go off. And I was thinking that it was Friday morning and I had to do the show.
Well, I'm glad you didn't text me and say, hey, I'm running late. I was sleeping.
Like 15 minutes before my brain finally turned on, and I was like, wait, it's Saturday and I'm up at 6:15 in the morning. What the heck? And then this morning when my alarm went off to really wake up for the morning show, I was like, why is my alarm going off? I don't have to work today. I don't know what was happening to my brain, but I was all messed up. But yeah, weekend was kind of a blur, but Mother's Day was lovely.
That's nice. 207-807-1104. Maybe you have a Mother's Day highlight you can share with us. 207-807-1104. Maybe you ran in a 5K on Mother's Day. It's crazy to me that people get up early and they do that on holidays. I saw that the Sea Dogs had a 5K race that ended, which looked pretty cool because it ended like right on the field. Let us know the highlight of your weekend. We'll put you in the running for A Boogie Tickets. For me, man, Lana was so past due on getting groomed, and I was nervous because we went to somebody new and she came out pretty good. And
is she all shaved up?
She's not shaved all the way down, which I thought they were going to have to do. So they salvaged her a little bit and she's got a little bit of fur on her, and she like looks so clean. And
I bet she feels so good.
She definitely feels good. We went out for a couple walks this weekend. The weather, by the way, this weekend, it was a little bit cool, but they were like predicting rain throughout the weekend, and I didn't see any rain at all whatsoever. Like, it didn't spoil any of my plans through the weekend. Mother's Day, they were talking about rain. Saturday, they were talking about rain. Nothing. Nada. So we went for a few walks with Lana, and she is like a whole new girl. It's like I have a new puppy now.
She feels light as a feather.
Yeah, and she was sniffing around. She was curious. She could see better. I'm just so happy for her. So that's my highlight of the weekend, is that she's feeling a lot better.
She got her groove back.
She got her groove back, and I already booked like the next appointment, so I got to get her on a regular schedule here. Places are booked up. I got lucky because we put her on a cancellation list.
That's the way to go.
Otherwise, the soonest I could get an appointment from anywhere was June 28th.
That's wild.
And I'm like, she's not going to make it. I literally was contemplating, I was talking to Maura, I'm like, I'm going to go to PetSmart and I'm going to buy the shears. And I'm going to do it myself.
I don't know about that.
I was that. If she didn't get called in from the cancellation list and it was like a week later, I think that would have happened and I would have been an at-home groomer. And then I would have started my own mobile grooming business. I'd give you a discount for taxi.
I don't know if I would take it to you.
John in Lewiston, what was the highlight of your weekend?
So on Mother's Day, we went out to a barbecue. Me and my girlfriend are new parents.
Oh, congrats. Thank you.
And while we were at a barbecue, my son played pass with one of those silent basketballs for the first time. And it was just that was a highlight. But in reality, the greatest part was when we got home, he sought out his mini basketball and he kept that with him until he went to bedtime. And for somebody who grew up watching basketball, it's phenomenal. It was that's the highlight. And I know it's corny. It's Mother's Day, so you're like, oh, you know, you got to have a Mother's Day highlight. But she agreed. It was because she knows how much I love basketball. With that being said, shout out to the Celtics. We got the game tonight.
Yep.
So yeah, that's big. I love it. I hope he grows up and likes basketball. So that's a plus.
You're like, we're gonna have something to bond over. I love this. Let's go.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
You said silent basketball. Is that like one of the ones that don't make any noise when you dribble it?
Yeah, dude. It's like it's styrofoam or something. I don't know. My buddy was like, yeah, we picked this up from Walmart. It's only like $20. And his son started dribbling in the living room, and I'm looking around like I'm waiting for someone to tell him to stop playing ball in the house, but it didn't bother anybody, and it was super silent. So
what a genius invention.
I know.
I know, right?
My mother wishes that was invented when I was a kid, because I was definitely dribbling the ball all through the house.
You and me both.
That's awesome. Are you trying to win these A Boogie tickets?
Yeah, dude, absolutely.
All right, well, we picked your text. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going to the show. Congratulations.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you got them.
Dude, what? I'm behind an officer. You guys are awesome. That's perfect. You guys are... This is dope. What a day. Okay.
Nice. Hey, it's a great start to the week. It was a great weekend, great start to the week. I love it. Don't get pulled over now.
Yeah, I know, right? Thanks, man. Thank you, guys.
Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by the garage at the Sanford Traffic Circle. Save 20% at Maine's dopest recreational dispensary, fueled by a green truck. B-All's got more A-Boogie tickets. That's going to happen during the 6 p.m. hour this afternoon. And coming up this hour, we are going to play Brains to the Bank. $400 to start the week in the prize pot. Not too bad.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time, man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Gorham police are asking for help finding a 15-year-old boy last seen walking on Route 202 in Gorham on Saturday. Peter Stewart was last seen wearing a Gap zip-up, black pants, white Crocs, and an urban camo backpack. Officials say he is approximately 5 feet 10 inches tall, 150 pounds. Anyone with info is asked to contact the Gorham PD. Hopefully he is found safe. Authorities seized 1,277 plants and 25 pounds of processed marijuana at an illegal grow operation in Harmony on Friday morning. The Somerset County Sheriff's Office has already executed 15 search warrants at a legal grow facility since late January. They've seized 18,000 marijuana plants and 400 pounds of processed cannabis. Do the cops get to take that stuff home? Like, what happens? Do they just burn it all? How do they destroy the evidence? Where does it go?
Destroy it.
Seems like a waste. What's going on?
I want to know what gets you denied. I've been trying to look that up. Like,
well, you obviously have to have permits, right?
Yeah, you have to apply for a cultivation license, but what would get that license denied? Having a history of arrests? Having a criminal record?
Yeah, maybe, or like improper zoning. You know, you have to be in the right section and all that.
It just seems so crazy to me that we live in a state where it's legal here. So why would you sabotage yourself like that?
I'm trying to skirt taxes. They're trying to fly under the radar and sell it for cheaper, I'm sure. All of that probably plays into it. Foreign countries, foreign interest. I don't know.
Foreign countries?
Yeah, people sending...
They're shipping it out?
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't there a whole rumor that like these were like Chinese-funded grow operations?
Oh my gosh, I didn't hear that juicy rumor.
I don't know. You can't believe everything you see on the internet. 62-year-old Richard Slayman, who received the world's first genetically edited pig kidney. We talked about this when he was discharged from the hospital. Unfortunately, 2 months after receiving that transplant, he has passed away. Sad news there. Slayman's doctors have emphasized, though, that there was no indication that his death resulted from the transplant. Gave a lot of people hope when it was a successful transplant, but kind of
sad. I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that wasn't the cause.
Sad news here. 2 months after the passing. Yeah, they didn't give a cause. I read the full article. I'm like, so what happened? What's the deal? The Northern Lights brightened night skies across North America over the weekend. NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center said the lights were caused by increased solar activity, which included a series of solar flares. The lights were seen from Maine to Cali and as far south as Florida. And I did not see any of it, but I did see plenty of it on social media.
I am so insanely jealous of everyone who got to see it in their backyard, because I was looking and I saw absolutely nothing. And then I tried to look through my camera lens the next night because people were like, no, you can't see it with the naked eye. You have to look through your camera on your phone. So I tried that. I was waving my phone through the sky and still nothing.
I saw News Pro Joe, our guy, he posted some pics of his house and it looked incredible behind it. It's wild. And I said, I made an effort to watch this dumb eclipse
that everybody
talked about.
Why do you keep saying dumb?
Because it was dumb. I made an effort to watch the dumb eclipse that everybody talked about and had those stupid glasses on my face, and it was not that cool. And then this looks incredible. Why wasn't a bigger deal made about this?
I don't know.
I'm upset that I missed this and I watched that dumb eclipse. Granted, I wasn't in a part of Maine that like was in total darkness, but still, it was not that cool. I'm going to be honest. This looked super cool. I'm jealous of everyone that got to see it.
I don't understand how people I have on Facebook were like, I could see it right now, and they live right near me, and I couldn't see anything.
I don't know. And you have kind of like open skies, too, where you're at.
I was sad.
McDonald's is reportedly about to offer a new $5 value meal. People have been avoiding McDonald's just because it's getting more and more expensive. It used to be the like fast food. If you don't use the app, you're really not getting a deal over there these days. You got to use the app. Every time the Sea Dogs win, I go get my chicken nuggies, my chicken nuggets over there. They're reportedly working on a $5 value meal. Sources said the meal could offer McChicken, McDouble, which is your favorite.
Well, actually, my favorite is a double cheeseburger, but because of the times we live in, I've had to revert back to the McDouble because it's about 30, 40 cents cheaper.
Got it. Got to save that 30, 40 cents. What is extra in a double cheeseburger versus a McDouble?
I think it's just a slice of cheese.
There's no cheese in the McDouble?
No, there is an extra slice of cheese. I think that's the only difference.
Oh, and you get
the way that they're layered, the patties are layered.
So it goes patty, cheese in a double cheeseburger?
I believe so. And it just tastes better.
And in a McDouble, it goes patty, cheese?
I think it goes patty. Oh, what I'm trying to say is a McDouble, I believe, goes patty, cheese. Sounds like we're doing like nursery rhymes on the playground. And then I'm pretty sure the double cheeseburger goes patty, cheese. So there's still two slices of cheese. I was just trying to explain that there's a slice of cheese in between.
Huh. The double cheeseburger has a slice of cheese for each burger patty. The McDouble had two burger patties, but only one slice of cheese is what the internet is saying.
Wait, so,
So the McDouble has two burger patties, but one slice of cheese. The double cheeseburger has a slice of cheese for each burger patty. So there's two slices of cheese for the double cheeseburger.
Oh, so that is the difference. Well, one time I got two slices of cheese on my McDouble and I was like,
That person was just going crazy.
They couldn't get it to peel apart.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes you get lucky.
Anyways, this meal is reported to have McChicken, McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink. No word on when it's going to become available, but they're hearing everybody.
I'll tell you about it.
They're hearing everybody's outrage at the prices, and they've been losing business. So they're like, we got to come up with a $5 value meal quick. That worked for Subway for all those years. What are we going to do? I went to Subway last week. Sheesh. It took everything in me not to comment on the price to the worker there.
Oh, it's crazy.
I wanted to be like, aren't these supposed to be $5?
Not anymore. I'm sure
they hear that all the time.
Yeah, it's gotten so bad that when Tucker and I get Subway, we go, we have chips at home.
Yeah.
Like, we won't even buy the dollar chips.
I got the chips.
It's just too much.
It was like $16 out the door for a sandwich. It was crazy.
Just for one, right?
For one.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's too much.
That is 5 things you need to know made by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. I eat all that crap because it's cheap and quick. But now that it's not cheap, maybe I'm going to be forced to do more grocery shopping and be healthier.
First of all, that's my downfall, is that I don't think Subway's crap. In my head, Subway's healthy. And that's my first problem.
Yep. When they're like not...
I'm like, I need something healthy tonight. I need vegetables. I'm going to feel light, feel lean. I'm going to get Subway. And everyone's like, the bread is literally not legal in other countries.
Yeah, when they're like, the bread is considered dessert in other countries and the tuna is not
I
even
say,
considered
shut
tuna.
Shut up.
No. I'm eating healthy.
But there's tomatoes, green pepper.
That pedophile lost a ton of weight. I saw all those commercials for all those years.
It's all about portion control, really, when it comes down to it.
God.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
In a recent Instagram Live, 21 Savage was asked about the Drake Metro Boomin' beef. He responded, don't keep coming on to my mother blanking live talking about no mother blanking beef. And then he continued and said,
Metro, my brother. Drake, my brother.
Metro, my brother, Drake, my brother. And he said,
sometimes brothers fight.
They got to figure that ish out eventually because it's hurting his career. He collabs with both of them.
He needs them both.
He needs them both to be friends in order for his career to flourish. After a vicious rap battle with Kendrick Lamar, Drake is ready to move into a new season. Drizzy posted a message on his Instagram story. He wrote, good times, summer vibes up next. The artwork showed one warrior standing up against an army. I guess that's the 20v1 that he's been talking about. I saw some people in the comments saying, like, even Michael Jordan loses a couple games. I'm sure he's going to have some bangers this summer, and we're all going to be vibing to him. It doesn't even matter about this whole beef.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Because I would say the consensus right now is Kendrick won.
Yeah.
I will say, though, this seems like the diss tracks are over, but then Academics just posted something that's stirring the pot again.
Saying what?
I don't know. I don't think I can pull it up in enough time. Maybe it's going to be a summer vibe slash diss record. It's going to be like an Afrobeat track, perfect for the summertime, but he's going to be dissing Kendrick on. I don't know. We shall see.
Raise your hand if you're over it.
Yeah. Same. Same. It said, don't worry, the boy's still locked in. Stay tuned. And then it's Drake wearing one of the shiesties.
I want fun, lighthearted music where people aren't saying awful accusations.
Apple has formally apologized for its recent advertisement, Crush, which depicted iconic symbols of creativity such as guitars and pianos being compressed into the shape of an iPad Pro, breaking music teachers' hearts all across the country. People were very upset about this.
I think it's so silly of them to apologize.
I think it's genius because they got a whole nother run out of this commercial. Like the commercial dropped, people talked about it, and then they apologized, and then people talked about the apology. And every time you talk about it, you mention the new iPad Pro, and somebody out there is going to go, let me check out this new iPad Pro. Make a purchase. So I feel like the apology is not even a real apology. They're just apologizing to get more press out of it for more purchases of the iPad Pro.
Because I had never seen this commercial until we were talking about it.
Right.
Anyways. Also, the instruments on GarageBand and whatnot, they don't actually, they could never replace a real instrument at this point in time.
Yeah, they don't sound like the real thing.
I'm kind
of like
think,
AI. There's a little something that's off. Like, you just know.
How old were you when GarageBand was really big? I was in middle school, and my friends and I, we were making beats. We were making podcasts. We were doing a bunch of stuff on GarageBand, trying to make songs.
How about the fact that, like, Umbrella?
I was obsessed.
It was just like a GarageBand loop that they made into a hit song.
That is really funny. But now I can hear when certain shows use sound effects from GarageBand because I'm so familiar with all of them that
I didn't know you were a beat maker back in your day.
I would tell short stories. I was obsessed with GarageBand. And there's one that's like, and whenever that's in a TV show, I can't believe I'm like, is this low budget or what? This is from GarageBand.
Why do you got to judge it like that?
And there's one where kids are like, hey! And I can always tell when they're using GarageBand. And it kind of ruins the TV show for me.
This is sad. Actor Steve Buscemi was assaulted late Wednesday morning in Manhattan and taken to a nearby hospital with bruising, swelling, and bleeding to his left eye. According to a statement Sunday from his publicist, Steve Buscemi was assaulted in Midtown Manhattan, another victim of a random act of violence in the city. He is okay and appreciates everyone's well wishes. Cops said the random act happened around 11:48 a.m. on Wednesday on 3rd Ave. There were no arrests and the investigation is continuing, but pretty crazy. People just running down the streets, socking other people in the face.
I have heard of that happening to women.
Well, now it has happened to Steve Buscemi. Pretty sad. 66 years old. He's like one of my favorite bit characters. Christian King Combs defended allegations against his father, Sean Diddy Combs, in a diss track over the weekend. I thought we were going to get peace this weekend for Mother's Day weekend, and that did not happen. He dropped it. And then he also name-checked 50 Cent in the diss track. One of the bars said, anyone who says no Diddy again would get slapped. People started replacing pause or no with no Diddy. King also dropped a suspicious line. He said, knock them walls down. Like when them Fetty boys ran in both our cribs. Too bad they ain't know we bought the one next door because that's the one they missed.
Why would you say that?
You know, his dad is like, hey, shut up. What are you doing?
That can't be real. Like, he's just playing around, right? Because that's so stupid.
I mean, it seems really, really dumb. This is the 50 Cent diss. It's so bad, Tara.
I got to. When all they had was 50 Cent, who put this city on the map? Stop lying, Pops been hated on by many men, and that's fine. They gon' try to stop these M&Ms, and they gon' die trying. Pull
up to the- He basically just used all of 50 Cent's song titles and thought that that was a diss.
M&Ms?
Yeah, and the fact that Eminem is associated with 50 Cent, I don't know what was going on there. 50 heard the track and posted it on Instagram and said, I feel so threatened by the things Christian is saying on his record. I'm afraid for my life. Please don't hurt me, guys. I never mentioned or posted anything about Puffy's kids because Keefy D said he killed Tupac. LOL.
Madness.
Yeah, so we didn't get a complete peace over the weekend from... from the beef tracks. Kendrick and Drake, they at least took a break. Kim Kardashian went all out for son. How do you say it? Psalms?
Shouldn't you know? Aren't you the one that went to church?
Yeah, I don't
Psalm.
Know. Psalm. Fifth birthday party over the weekend. This sounds like all of my birthday parties growing up, but just with a bigger budget. The famous mom hosted a Ghostbusters-themed bash Ooh. For her and ex-husband Ye's youngest child.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
This is a classic. An invisible man. I mean, I had all of this stuff, except it was like... not as expensive and professionally done. There was tables full of like Ghostbuster treats that they had. There was a two-tiered birthday cake with Slimer on the top. They had ghost donuts. They had nachos with green cheese. There was a slime-making station with Ghostbuster colors. It went all out.
That sounds so fun, and I meant to tell you that I really want to watch all the Ghostbusters now because I watched Alien and Aliens this weekend, and Alien was apparently Sigourney Weaver's breakout movie that made her a star, and then I did see the other day, it was just on cable, and it was a snippet of her in Ghostbusters. And it was like already halfway through the movie. So it was when she was possessed. And I said, what the hell is going on? I don't remember anything from this movie. I need to rewatch it. So that will be added to the queue.
She plays a sexy, hot, possessed woman. Like,
well, she was like all of a sudden randomly had feisty. Like a sexy, hot scene in Alien and her butt crack was hanging out. And I said, why is this relevant to the plot? And I went on a full deep dive Googling why was it necessary to show Sigourney Weaver's butt crack in Alien? It added nothing to the plot. But to me, but apparently to teenage boys around the world, it did.
Well, I just know that that movie, I think, came out before I was born. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Or right around when I was born.
You were going to say Alien.
Alien, definitely before.
Alien was like 79 or something.
Yeah, but Ghostbusters for sure. I was very young and it was like my favorite movie as a kid. And I watched it with Maura and she's like, you watched this movie as a kid?
Kind of inappropriate.
I'm like, I don't know. These jokes went over my head when I was a kid. I didn't realize.
It was like a star-studded cast from SNL.
Yeah. Anyways.
You should relive your childhood and throw yourself a Ghostbusters birthday party with a bigger budget.
That seems like a waste of money.
Oh, why do guys not care about their birthdays?
I do not care. I just want to go eat sushi. Kim also posted a sweet post to Psalm calling him the calm energy in the Kardashian house. I guess somebody needs to be the calm energy in the house.
Well, I saw a video going viral of her son Saint last year saying like, happy Mother's Day, Mom. I know I say you're nothing to me, but you're actually the world to me. And I forgot that happened. Yeah, and I couldn't believe that a small child would say that to their mom. That's so mean.
Kids say the darndest things.
Wonder where you heard that from. A child saying you're nothing to me. That's so mean.
Were you, is that, was that?
Kanye West is in his ear. He's like, tell mommy she's dead to you.
That is your Dirty on 30 Made How to Made by Side by H Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by H, mine at Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
All right, as we get ready to play Brains for Bank, $400 in the prize pot. Saw this spirited debate going on online on Reddit. You want to read the question?
Is it okay to let a kid order a mocktail?
So there's not, some mocktails have traces of alcohol, but we're talking about the ones with like, they're.
What?
Yeah, there's like a little bit, but like you can't order.
I didn't know that. I thought a mocktail is virgin.
You can't order an O'Doul's. That's not a mocktail, but it's a non-alcoholic beer technically. But there's like a small, tiny like percentage or something in there. Trust me, I tried to order one when I was a kid once. And I got shut down. They're like, we can't do that.
I used to know how many O'Doul's it would take to get a buzz because I was so fascinated by the minimal alcohol content. And just like, I don't know. I was just fascinated by it. So I Googled it. I want to say it's like 28. If you drink 28, you'll get a buzz.
You also have to go to the bathroom a lot.
I'm still stuck on the fact that you just said some mocktails have alcohol in them because isn't the whole point is that it's mocking a alcoholic beverage?
Right. But most don't. So don't get stuck on that because we're not going to talk about those. We're talking about the ones that don't, that are made solely of juices and other ingredients.
Frozen ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all ice is frozen. I meant to say blended.
So the debate is what?
Is it okay?
For children to order a mocktail.
Yeah.
What do you think? We're taking our official Hot Radio Maine poll over here this morning. 207-807-1104, call or text. And coming up, we're going to play Brands for Bank, $400 in the prize pot. If you got kids, would you let your kid order a mocktail? 207-807-1104. Two sides to the story. There's some people that say it brings the family together. I like when I like when bars and restaurants have mocktails. We can go out, or like they can go to a brewery and there's mocktails and they can bring their kids on a weekend to the brewery that has the mocktails and they can get a drink. And it's a family environment. The other side is that it's kind of like giving your kids those candy cigarettes back in the day, where like you're teaching them a habit, and obviously the ingredients are not good, but the thought process behind it might not necessarily be the most wholesome thing.
Yeah, so I have thoughts on it, but I'm fairly hypocritical on most things, because I'll say, oh yeah, I forgot I did that.
Shocking.
But so is everyone. Every human being is a little bit of a hypocrite. Growing up, my drink of choice was a Shirley Temple. It wasn't until 2 years ago that I realized a Shirley Temple is actually a dirty Shirley with like alcohol in it. I never knew it was a drink for adults. I thought it was for children because it was on every kid's menu at every restaurant we ever went to. And I'd say, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Shirley Temples typically came with alcohol in them. So I would say no to my future kid if they said, oh, can I have a virgin pina colada? I'd say, no, you may not.
Why do I feel like it's different for a Shirley Temple and a Roy Rogers, I think is the other one, versus like a virgin pina colada or like virgin margarita or any of those? Like, I wouldn't let my kid order a margarita, I don't think.
I don't. Yeah, no.
But maybe if they wanted a Shirley Temple, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little like...
It's more acceptable in my mind, I think. But now there's a bigger variety. Like, when I was a kid, it was just Shirley Temples. Now there's a...
Like, my child's not going to say, can I please have a virgin Moscow mule? Like, no, you can have a ginger ale. No, you may not.
Are you letting your kid order a mocktail? Yes or no? I'm saying no. Exception for the Shirley Temple.
Yeah, because it was on children's menus.
I don't know why. It just seems acceptable. Rose in Holden, would you let your kid order a mocktail?
If I had kids, I don't think that I would let them order a mocktail. Well, the thing is like Shirley Temples, they're not really like advertised as a mocktail.
Right.
So I guess if it wasn't advertised as a mocktail.
But you're not going to order a kid a virgin margarita?
No.
All right, so you're kind of on my side with it. We have the same thought.
Yeah.
Gabby in Steep Falls, would you let your kid order a mocktail?
Absolutely not, but I'm with Tara because when I was a kid, I grew up drinking the Shirley Temples, and I ordered my son a Shirley Temple, but probably not. I just feel like that, I guess, is more of an adult drink, and you don't need to feel older than you are. You're a kid, and stay a kid as long as you can, is how I feel. You don't need an adult cup or drink your hand as a kid.
I get made fun of when I go out and I order a hot chocolate or an apple juice. They say, like, what are you, 4 years old? And I'm like, why is that a bad thing? Why can't adults order the kids' drinks, too?
Right, exactly. How do you know I'm not the DD?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the hot chocolate, they're like, do you want to be an adult and get a coffee? And I'm like, I don't drink coffee, but I like hot chocolate.
Also, I was just going to say that. I was going to say, you don't drink coffee. I remember that from when I worked at Dunkin'. You are not a coffee drinker. No.
But the hot chocolate at Dunkin', I get that every time.
Yep. I would remember. I would bring you the hot chocolate and everybody else the coffee.
What were you going to say, Tara?
I was going to say, I feel like letting kids order mocktails is almost a cheat code at life, because American culture is all about turning 21 and having that first margarita.
Yep.
Like, you should not know what it already tastes like, even though everybody does.
Exactly. That's how I feel, too. Like, just stay a kid. We don't need to grow up yet. I feel like America's just pushing all these younger kids to grow up faster. And I mean, don't. Stay a kid. They need to be kids. Go play outside.
They need to go outside.
Unfortunately, are fine, but like, go outside and be a kid.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the adulting until you're an adult, because it sucks.
Yeah, and then when you're an older kid, sneak alcohol like the rest of us did when we were kids. Don't
exactly.
Order mocktails.
No. Get the right stuff.
Everybody calling in saying that they wouldn't give their kids mocktails. Here's somebody on the Reddit forum that's defending giving their kids mocktails. Amy says, going out for drinks with her 8 and 9 year old children have become a fun family outing. Down here, there are a lot of breweries, so we will all go out to one and the kids will ask for a craft soda. She said, adding that there are also local wineries that do flights of non-alcoholic wine, like a white grape, a red grape, sparkling red, and sparkling white.
That's meant for adults.
And she said that one local restaurant serves mocktails with candy and toy fish in them, and the kids will sit with the adults and do their thing, and they love it, and it's family bonding time.
I mean, I guess so.
And it lets them bring their kids out and not have to spend a ton on babysitters. So they just spend a ton on mocktails, I guess.
I just feel like there are other alternatives.
She also said that her kids are developing sophisticated palates because they're going out to nicer places to eat. So their kids like steak and sushi.
Is this a bot that's trying to rile everybody up?
No, her name is Amy, and she's a pediatric physical therapist in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, from Reddit. I'm just giving you the other side because everybody calling in is saying no. And right now we need everybody to call in and try to play Brains to Bank, Tara.
Let's do it.
We got $400 in there. Calling them at 10. You're our next contestant. You're our first contestant. Week 4, Brains to Bank is on right now. Calling them at 10. You can win $400. 207-807-1104. What's your name? Where are you from?
Angela. I'm from Bath.
Angela from where?
Bath.
Oh, I thought you just said from Mass. I was like, nah, you can't win. You're from Massachusetts.
You're like, why you be calling here for?
I'm like, don't try to take our money out of state. Get out of here, girl. Crazy.
No, I'm from Bath.
Okay, no, Bath is cool. Bath is cool.
Okay.
We're good. We're good with Bath. Angela, do you have kids?
I do. I have one. He's 13.
All right. Would you let your kid order a mocktail?
Yes.
What's his go-to?
He just likes the Shirley Temple, so I don't know. You guys just had that conversation about whether or not it was a mocktail, but I consider it to be because you can get one with alcohol in it.
I will accept that. I feel like the Shirley Temple has really sparked a discussion this morning.
I think it has.
I don't think of the Shirley Temple with alcohol ever. I think the non-alcoholic version is more popular than the alcoholic version.
I agree.
I actually work as a server in a restaurant, and we have a button for a Shirley Temple with vodka in it.
That's crazy.
Dirty yeah. Shirley.
Dirty Shirley? Is
no,
that what it's
called? Nobody ever orders it, though. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Wow. All right. I guess like 13 is okay for a mocktail.
Some kids who are 13 are drinking like Monster, so I'd rather him have a ginger ale with grenadine in it.
Good point.
That's a solid, that's solid logic there. All right, that's what we needed. Some solid logic. Are you trying to play Brains for Bank?
I am.
Let's do this. You're our caller number 10.
Yay for me.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part is we got to get a correct answer, all right?
I've honestly only known like half the answers and the other half I didn't, so we'll see.
Oh, do we have those tickets too, Tara? All right, so we're going to...
We'll deal with that after.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, all right, all right.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, you're going to win $400. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, then the money rolls over, and $500 is going to be the prize pot for this afternoon. Are you ready to give it a shot?
I am ready.
What rapper created a candle that smells like their signature scent?
Oh, my God. I think 21 Savage.
21 Savage.
I don't know if it's right.
21 Savage was the answer you gave us. Is 21 Savage correct?
No, wrong.
You're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it when I give you the answer, Angela, because you were so close.
So close.
Who was it?
You want to take a second guess here?
No, I have no idea. I don't know who else it would be besides him.
They just put out an album with 21 Savage.
Drake.
Yeah, there you go. Drake was the correct answer.
Damn
that,
it.
That was the answer okay. We were looking for. But good news for you, Angela, is you can play again this afternoon. And there's going to be more money now in the prize pot, $500. And this week during Brains for Bank, everybody that plays, we're going to hook them up with tickets to the circus. So if you want to take your kid out to the circus, we got a 4-pack of tickets for you.
I'll take it.
What are the details on the circus, Tara?
It's Friday night at the Lewiston Colisée, or the Colisée in Lewiston.
And the tickets are for the 7 p.m. show.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I'm starting to get better at picking out shows that you will and won't like.
TV shows?
Yeah, because I watched Baby Reindeer, and I didn't even bring it up in here, and I didn't even talk about it because I'm like, nah, she hasn't seen it. That's not her vibe. She's not going to watch it. But you came in and said you watched it, and your review was...
Why are people saying that this show was so great? I walked away from that show feeling sick, depressed, unhappy, unwell, nauseous, concerned. I did not feel good watching that show. You can say that there there was a resolution, but in my personal opinion, there was no resolution. There was no happy ending.
He goes back to his abuser at the end, right?
And it's sad. You feel for his stalker when the name of the show was revealed, like what baby reindeer actually means. It's like this whole show was so incredibly depressing, and I didn't know how it was going to end. So I watched the whole thing Friday night, and then after it ended, I felt so bad.
I know. That's how I felt after I watched it too.
It was so sad. It was an extremely powerful story. So
I think the acting was great. I think that the story was...
I think it was amazing that he came forward and he shared his story, and like how traumatizing that must have been to reenact those scenes and relive those moments. And that was really brave. I agree with that. But everyone around me has been like, this show is so good. You have to watch it. So I thought it was going to be like a thriller on the edge of my seat. And instead I was in tears every episode.
Yeah, you just didn't go into it with the right mindset.
That was not my cup of tea. And I don't have Netflix anymore. We got it just for a month to watch the Tom Brady roast. So I haven't, I really didn't know. I just knew that it was a story about a stalker. So I thought, ooh, it's going to be a thriller. So morbid, so sad. Those shows stay with me after I watch them. And I had a hard time falling asleep.
Especially because it's a true story or based on a true story.
And then I go to brunch yesterday. My sister's like, have you guys seen Baby Reindeer? It's so good. I'm like, why are people saying it's good?
I mean, it can be.
I can't handle it.
You could say it's good. I mean, it is. It's a good storytelling. It's good. I mean,
it was powerful. That's what I'll say. It was powerful.
All right. Powerful.
But
you just weren't in the right. Not that you can ever be in the right mindset for it, but
started my weekend with that. And afterwards, I felt like I had to watch a Disney movie.
Yeah. You need a buffer show before you go to bed.
I was like, wait. And the last 5 minutes, I was like, that's it. Like, I need more closure.
Did you watch any of the Real Martha's interview on Piers Morgan?
Yeah. And that's incredibly. That wasn't concerning as well. At first, like, I was like, oh, wow. It's really. I saw that before I watched the show.
Oh, really?
So I was like, oh, this is kind of silly. What's going on here? She's just deny. And then I watched the show and I'm like, no, this is all kind of sad. And he's kind of exploiting her. Piers Morgan is kind of exploiting her mental health.
Right. That's what a lot of people were saying about it.
So that was my opinion on it. And I'm truly shocked by everyone in my life that was like, it's so good. I personally wish I never watched it.
I think it's the inflection.
Call me dramatic. I wish I never watched it.
It's the inflection on their voice. Because I will say it is very good, but it's hard to say like, it's so good about a depressing story. It's a depressing.
Like by episode 5, it's like, could this get any worse? Yes.
I know.
It can.
I know. Mora was like, where are you at? And I'm like, I don't think it can get any worse than where I'm at right now.
I sat down, I had my snacks. I was like, here we go. Tucker's playing video games in the corner. And he's like, what the hell are you watching? I'm like, I got to be honest. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, but I can't stop now because I need to see how it ends.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, thank you for being the one person that didn't suggest that show to me, by the way.
I thought about it, too. I watched it, and I go, nah, she's not going to like this show.
She would actually be sick for weeks.
Yeah,